this is Nerida Kendrick. Welcome back to Moments of Peace. I am here today to talk to you about some ideas that you could do when you want to get together with just a few friends and maybe not necessarily be in a co-op. You could treat it like a co-op, or you can just do some class or some fellowship time. So some friends and I were talking about some of the things that we have done in the past that has been a blessing to us because we wanted something structured and consistent, but not necessarily the pressure and the vigors because of autoimmune health or new babies or whatever the season may have called to why we weren't in like a formal co-op. And so some of the ideas that we had from like fourth grade to 12th grade, which really could work with any age group, but for this particular age group, here are some ideas. I did write them in my phone, so if I'm looking down, that's why. The YWAM missionary books, those would be great to meet up and then add the geography aspect of it with each country and cooking some food that represent that country. You could also do the praying for the missionaries. In addition to praying for the missionaries, pray for the current persecuted church and current ministry missionaries that you are aware of and maybe sponsoring in your own church. And you could also just do a geography club where everyone kind of picks their own state or country and brings that display to the table about once a month or maybe even every other week, depending on how often you wanted to do that. Another thing would be doing a public speaking class. This could easily be done in a home depending on the sides, and you could use a curriculum like IEW's new public speaking class, or you could do ACE that's been around for quite a bit, or maybe utilize your comfortability or somebody that you may know in your tribe to do public speaking class. Another thing would be like an art class, nature journaling, of course, and then you've got your poetry tea time and or nature hikes where you choose different spots to go and hike and explore those and then nature draw them. Another thing could be just a Bible study and fellowship time, a prayer group. And one year we also did a worship club, and that's just a bunch of kids who came over and fellowshipped and worshiped or jammed out, however you want to call it, and then had a time of specific prayer and just hanging out. We did one year an Inklings Club where somebody would have like a high or low tea time, and so some food and some drinks, and they would sit around and share their own personal stories or poems that they were currently writing and kind of brainstorm off of each other. And another thing that you could do would be Master's Books Foundations in Faith or Foundations in Worship. That's actually what we're doing this year. And Road Trip to Truth, which is an awesome series with three seasons. And you could meet and just discuss all the different apologetic stuff that is discussed in there. And that's actually really fun to do. You could just have everybody bring some snacks and come enjoy digging in and thinking critically. Another thing that you could do is career field trips once a month where you pick a professional and business and reach out to them and plan. I did do a video on how to plan those, and those are really fun. And you could go and have those once a month with a different type of professional in a certain genre or field of career and have a day in a life and Q&A time with them and see if that's something that your middle school or high school and even upper elementary child would be interested in. And of course, you've got your traditional ones to the gym, to the zoo, and of course, just like swimming together. That's really doable in Florida almost year round. And there's tons of stuff that you can do in that way. And also Friday, all documentaries and or movies. So if you've all been studying something together or somebody has this particular documentary that they want to be able to discuss and talk with, that's something that you can also do. A current events one is another one, and creative writing. Another thing you could do is an alternative health class where you teach about homeopathic remedies, homeopathic lifestyle, a green lifestyle, choosing to have cleaners in your home that are like vinegar and baking soda and essential oils and peroxide, and versus using all these toxic chemicals and the health effects that it has on your body, and overall taking care of your anatomy, how to use different essential oils and how to store them. Though that's actually a really fun class. On you could also incorporate making your own kombucha or water kefir or kefir, and you could use Sandy Queen's every seed-bearing herb is an alternative health one, and watching something like the Gerson therapy and talking about that, or the truth about cancer and talking about that, just for overall alternative health issues. Vaccines being another one that could all be covered and kind of in that umbrella. So that's something that we've all done in the past, and it's been very interesting, you know, everybody from all different types of works, walks of life, learning new things. And other things are just simply going through a book of the Bible and having a Bible study together, and or choosing a different apologetic resource and having apologetics class. So these are some ideas that would work from, you know, upper elementary on. You could also make it work and be flexible with some younger ones. But if you have any ideas that would work and have worked and that you've enjoyed, I know cooking has been another one, and cosmetology has been another one that you could do. Just let me know, and bless other people by commenting on the video below and giving them some ideas. So thanks for spending time with me today. I hope that these have been a blessing to you and an encouragement, and we'll see you next time.